Next individual, please.
1138, request of Leanna Hunnell to address council regarding being homeless with a registered emotional support animal.
She needs a clear path to come through.
Meg, could you please move the bag? Thank you.
Was that called?
I'm sorry. Thank you. Oh, that's fine. Take your time. And the microphones move if you just want to slide the microphone out.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I find myself in a very...
Could you give your name for the record?
My name's Leanna Hunnell. This is Sam. Sam is my ESA. I've had her ever since she cracked her shell 34 years ago. She was born with... brittle bone syndrome. She's broken just about every bone in her body. Now, she is just as dependent on me as I am of her, and we're very bonded. When I found myself homeless over a year ago, I wasn't able to take care of my home that I'd lived in for 25 years. And because I didn't pass my inspection, I lost my housing. And 2 weeks later, because they didn't believe that my body was breaking down, that I was faking this, 2 weeks later, the surgeons up there at U.S. of O said, she has a life-threatening operation that she needs fairly soon, because her next step could be her last. So, I had already lost my housing. So I find myself living in my car with my bird, and during the heat of the summer, we weren't allowed in to libraries or a lot of shelters. And because I cannot go down on the floor, shelters was not, a lot of them except her. So I find myself, living in my car on the side of a street.
It's all right. Excuse me. Please.
I'm so sorry.
One moment. Don't interrupt her. You're in violation of the rules.
I'm sorry. She's my main concern. When we did get accepted into a shelter that had animals, third floor was set up for cats, dogs, and people that had animals. But it was the third floor, and because of my disability, I'm so sorry. Okay.
You can. Why don't you take another minute?
And because of my disability, I was put in with the pods with the rest of the women, and in a lower bunk. But she got so stressed out that she was chewing on her fabric, and she got bound up with fabric inside of her, and she wouldn't even talk to me for about 4 weeks. She's just now beginning to talk to me. Had to take her to the vet. It's just, I don't know what we're supposed to do, where we're supposed to go, what we're supposed to do. And it's too cold for us. It's too...
Let me do this. Why don't you and I, let's go out in the hallway and see if we can resolve this. Can we do that? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The disability awareness team is catatonic.
Okay, excuse me. Maggie, please.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay,